Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Our Freedom Now, which is a new thing, and you can go over there and check that out, and I'd suggest that you join it because it's not censored in any way. We're also on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our actual website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. There they are. They're on the porch. They're on the porch, having a good time. 77 degrees outside right now. Okay, gang. Thank you very much. They got to go back in because they're going to be real busy here in a couple of minutes, you know, because they got another hour and, 50 minutes to keep drinking. So they'll be all lathered up here in a little bit. All righty. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, we always emphasize those two extra little words in there called under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, before we get to the news of the night, which there's a lot about Governor Cuomo, I got to talk about the information that was given to me that I sent to you about the buses that are continuing to move around, dropping people off around the country. Did you see that message I sent you?
I sure did, yeah.
Now, you want to repeat to everybody what it was, or do you want me to read it?
No, go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, folks, we had our friend George up in Minnesota this morning on the way home encounter a bus from Del Rio, Texas. Del Rio, Texas. Ring a bell?
Yep.
Right on the border. Right smack dab on the border. And as a result, it had Texas and Mexican plates on the back end. A whole bunch of people loaded up on the bus, and it was going down into downtown Minneapolis to unload the people that were on it. It wasn't wandering around in circles. It was going to a specific destination. Now, this may or may not have something to do with Catholic charities or whatnot, but George didn't follow it to see where it was going. He just saw the bus, saw what happened, and let me know so that we can let the proper authorities know, which is what we're doing. In the meantime, and again, these were buses from Del Rio, Texas. Think about that for a second. That's where they've been having a lot of the problems that they've been having down there. Then, of course, yesterday, George, our friend George, saw a couple of these, like shuttle buses, you know, that have like 15, 20, 30 people on that can haul that. And there were two of them running together with Mexican tags, or I'm sorry, with a Mexican company name on it, going from Orlando over towards Tampa. So they're moving these people around the country from point A to B, and they're being very bold about it. But the only thing is that they're not putting them on our buses. They're putting them on buses that are plainly marked that they're from the border.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And, again, these are sightings, basically.
Right.
And, again, the idea, of course, is that if people have come to the country and they're not here legally, what in the heck is going on if somehow people are getting rides all to points all over the country? That should be very, very concerning because, Captain, it's a pandemic. We're told over and over again. We're told how numbers are rising, and yet this seems to go against the idea if you actually wanted to do something about a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing of it is we have to understand that we're all in this together, and we just there's too much going on here. We have to be able to understand that these things that we're seeing, these aren't just accidental, if you will. This is intentional. And these people are probably sick because so many of them have come down with COVID or they're testing positive, and they're moving them around the countryside.
Well, right, and it's not out of the ordinary for buses to go from one place to another. For example, from Minneapolis to Mexico City, you can get bus fare for starting around $200, almost $300. So that's not out of the ordinary in and of itself. But what were the reports that we're getting, those are out of the ordinary, yes.
Right. Now, the other thing is, folks, of course, we've had a couple of polls that we're going to get into in detail here in a few minutes, but one of them was the Democratic poll in New York State. 70% of the Democrats polled want Governor Cuomo to resign, and if he doesn't resign, 73% want him impeached.
This is big time. This is what they call critical mass. I can't imagine, you know, we've seen some of these photos of Governor Cuomo sitting in the pool chairs beside the, you know, out in the backyard and so forth.
Yeah, with his cute little blonde secretary.
Yeah, but again, it's looking pretty bad. That's the thing.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're just getting started here. The number is 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. In the meantime, somebody named Kyle Warren's going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, sir. I will do that, and we'll be right back to Kyle Warren in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health system that I take twice a day, every day, 7 days a week, because it does two things. Number one, it keeps the inflammation in control that I have with my left leg and ankle. And number two, it alleviates the pain at the source. It goes right straight to wherever the pain is that I'm having, and boom, that's it. End of story, gone. It's either gone altogether or it's lowered to a point to where I don't even know anymore that I'm got any pain anywhere. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, all natural. So this makes this product 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is what your body needs anyway. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Everything should work out fine for you, and after that, you'll just get it shipped to you automatically. They'll explain all that when you sign up for it to get the 1995 3-week quick start. But relieffactor.com/captain is the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Two-thirds of the Americans polled see political correctness is a threat to free speech.
Well, sure. That's the entire the woke culture that defines the words you can use, the viewpoints you can have. It goes on and on. And, you know, the idea, of course, free speech, you know, sometimes free speech, how long have we heard this for? Decades and decades and decades.
Ever since I can remember.
That's right, yeah. Sometimes free speech is not pretty, it's not hard, it's hard to hear sometimes. It could be offensive, warning, offense warning, it could be offensive, this kind of thing, in the sense that it might offend your own belief structure or that kind of thing. Generally speaking though, the wokeness, which is now taking over, what it is, Captain, there is no liberty in wokeness. There just isn't, because it's a control system, plain and simple.
Right. And by the way, we want to say hello to a new friend and a new follower of the show, Mark McCloskey. Does that name ring a bell?
It does. That's right. He was just recently pardoned for the issues there in St. Louis that went down.
Yep,
yeah.
And he's now following the show, and he became a friend of mine on Facebook. So welcome aboard, Mark, and he's probably listening right now, I'm guessing. Now, the other thing is, back to Cuomo, the first criminal complaint was filed yesterday with the Albany County Sheriff's Office by the unnamed assistant number one. That's how she's being referred to. Her claims were detailed and corroborated in the bombshell report from New York Attorney General Letitia James, and that's the first one of probably several that are going to file criminal charges against the governor.
Right, so he's got really a war on many different fronts here. He has obviously what this report says, what it means politically. Then he's got the potential civil lawsuits, of course. And now this first criminal complaint, as you said, by Executive Assistant Number One, in which she does detail things that he did, that in and of themselves, Captain, would carry, I think, at least a year in prison for doing that.
And they're felonies.
And they're felonies, mm-hmm. Exactly. So this is very serious stuff. These women who have come forward and are filing this complaint and have been cataloged in this report, this is what it's all about. And that's the reason we're even talking about this, because of what apparently has happened to these women as alleged in this report.
Right. Now, we can talk more about Governor Cuomo if you want, but I'm going to now change a little bit, because there's so much news going on tonight, folks. We got to kind of keep up with what it is that's going on. And this program is all about news, breaking news, and stories that happen before, after people turn off the late night news, some things happen. First of all, Kyle, I think it's fair to assume that on our border, our country has never seen anything like what we're currently seeing down on the border. It's just totally unbelievable. Out of control is the understatement of the year.
Well, certainly. And if we just rewind back to January of this year, Captain, right before President Biden was sworn into office, we didn't have this crisis.
Yeah.
In fact, we didn't even really have the potential to have this crisis. But as soon as Biden got into office and began to reverse all of the Trump era rules and policies, the obvious thing ensued. And it's not like you couldn't have seen it coming a million miles away.
And would you do me a favor, the next time this Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, gets interviewed and says, well, the border is closed, we don't have a problem, we have everything under control, would you please just walk up and smack him up in the back of the head?
Well, it's a
good Lord.
Well, it's a perfect example of, you know, an Orwellian sort of reality where they're simply going to tell you what you're seeing with your eyes is not happening, but this is the official word. So, if you don't believe the official word, well, then there could be something wrong with you. That kind of thing, and it's very, very concerning, because these were things that we read about or studied and thought, hey, what if, and what an interesting story 1984 was. But these people, I guess, really take it pretty seriously.
Well, I know one thing we can believe, because late yesterday, after the news came out, we found out about the extension of the student loans. Now, they're not being forgiven yet. They're going to be, I think. But they were extended. Payment was extended out towards the first of the year, I think, is what I heard.
Yes, into January, I think, right towards the end of January, I believe. But, yes, so this is a really big development as well. And hopefully, young people who are working and able to make those payments. I don't know if they can go ahead and keep doing that. I would suggest if you have the means to do it, because you don't know what's going to happen 6 months from now.
So at any time over the weekend, we may hear about a vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that's in the Senate. The big question is, will they or won't they pass this thing? They're struggling to amend it. To get it to where the senators will agree. And a lot of people are telling me, and a lot of very smart people are telling me, and the country as well, that this is a trap and the Republicans can't fall for this.
Well, right. In order to support it, I think it would have to be above board. It would have to be something that they could take back to their constituents and say, we actually got a good deal. Anything beyond that, I think what you're hearing is exactly right, because the Democrats are just going to turn around and try to do something else. But if the Republicans stand firm and weather all the criticism that they don't want to do the infrastructure bill, that will actually do better for them in 2022, when you could actually get a real infrastructure bill going if the Republicans could hold or take back the Senate and take back the House.
Well, I heard Nancy yesterday say that she felt confident about maintaining the control of the House democratically and all that sort of stuff. And I just thought to myself, I said, she's dreaming, she's taking dope, she's doing whatever, because the people out there, that's not what I'm hearing and that's not what I'm seeing. People are mad as hell and they're just not going to take it anymore. Democrat, Republican, independent alike.
Well, sure. And that's because the Biden administration, who's ever sort of coming up with all this stuff, has gone way, way, way too far. They're losing rank and file Democrats across the country because of the far left influence, and because they've decided, well, we've got the power, we're going to try to do all this. It's not in step. This is key. It's not in step with mainstream America.
And I've got Jackie in Reno, Nevada, chiming in and say, could you please give us the phone number for the Senate? Yep, I can, Jackie. Here it comes. 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. One more time, 202-225-3121. That's the switchboard for the Senate. Call them up. You'll get somebody. Leave a message, a voicemail, whatever. The phone lines were jammed yesterday, I understand, with people calling in, which is probably why they just didn't ram that thing through.
Well, exactly right, because that gives them the political cover to do that. And they understand, hey, we do have support. So that's completely important, and everybody should be making those phone calls.
You betcha. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do just about every night during this hour. And one of the good things about this is that we take a look at the news headlines and try to get the important stuff that's out there, and then we vary a little bit from there and go off on something different. But in the meantime, we're going to take this break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to scope the news headlines again, take a look and see what's going on. We're going to talk about hiring, because the numbers went nuts, but the economy isn't that solid. Go figure, right? Okay, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continue in providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And, of course, Mark Walters has his program on the Monster Cast Sunday nights. It's live at 8 p.m. all across the country on many of these same radio stations that I'm talking on right now. And if you don't get it, well, go over to armedamericanradio.org, and you can listen to it that way. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, and Mike Lindell has just absolutely stirred the pot to the point to where who knows what's going to happen, but I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Kyle, he's got this television commercial, and I'm going to play it for the people to hear. I've been doing it all week long, and I keep getting the same result. Nobody can see anything wrong with this, so let's, because all we're going to get is the audio, but this is the television commercial. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, did you hear anything in there that even remotely suggested he was going to rabble rouse or do anything that might cause a problem?
No, not at all.
And this is what's hard to believe. Fox said they wouldn't run that ad. So he pulled all his ads, and he went elsewhere with his ads, and that's fine. We get it. We understand that. But I'm baffled, and many of the people, because they hear that on the program, they're going, what's the problem with that? Why do people have a problem with that? I don't know, but I will tell you this. You can go over to frankspeech.com, and you'll see the little logo link for that. You can click on it, and you're going to need to put a promo code in there. And Kyle, what's the promo code they need to put in there?
The promo code is Captain.
Right. And if you want to do something different, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code Captain for anything you want to get. And by the way, MyPillow.com is still there, but this FrankSpeech.com, this event that's coming up the 10th, 11th, and 12th, you're going to get some better prices over there. And yesterday, they didn't put the website down, but the website was busy.
Yes, exactly.
Busy. Yeah, so check it out. The promo code is Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. Because if you can't get in on the Internet, you can always call them up.
That's exactly right.
Yep. All righty. Well, back to what we were talking about here. Let me put that down there so I can see what I got here. Back to what we were talking about here. Cuomo is in trouble. We know that. I don't think he's going to get out of trouble. We'll talk a little bit about more of that down the line. But right now, I want to mention what's going on in my state. Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, who some are calling the governator, remember that?
Oh, yes.
They're calling me the governor. There's a picture of him with sunglasses and a black jacket on, like a motorcycle guy. But he's not putting up with any of this nonsense from Joe Biden. And why should you when you know you're right and he's wrong?
Well, precisely. And what Governor DeSantis was able to point out and do so well in terms of the effect that it's having so far is that, again, if you're in a pandemic, why is the administration doing something that's completely counterproductive to stopping a pandemic? That's the central question here.
And Florida's Board of Education approved an emergency rule yesterday that will allow private school vouchers to parents if they feel their children are being harassed by a school district's COVID-19 safety policy, including mandatory masks.
Very interesting. Well, again, a lot of times, you know, parents should have the ability to choose, you know, how their kids are going to get educated, where they're going to go, and this kind of thing. And what that does, Captain, is that's going to put the onus on to mostly the public school system to have to compete with what parents are going to feel is going to be best for their kids. That's maybe a new position they'll feel like they'll be in. It's from the public school side.
Well, exactly. And the fact of the matter is that there is one school district down there in Palm Beach County that's challenging the governor on this. That, of course, is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's home district down there, if you will. But it is what it is, and I would expect nothing else. How about you?
No, you're exactly right.
All right. Well, we've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is, so get ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Is this Todd?
It is, boss.
60 seconds with Todd. Here we go.
Praise God. Praise God. I hope we're thanking Jesus for all your blessings, ladies and gentlemen, across America. God bless Kevin Durant, the Olympic team, for getting the gold medal against France. We would have never lived that down against the French. Okay, congratulations. So let me say this. Who's the Einstein that thinks borrowing $1 trillion from China when we don't have the money is a good idea? Who is that? That's Joe Biden? Or is that the 440 idiots in the House? Or is that the 100 idiots in the Senate? Okay, because I'd be out the front door saying, we don't have the money. We can't afford it. I'm sorry. Okay, it's easy to borrow other people's money, but when you have to pay the bill yourself, it's a whole different story. Okay, it's a deal breaker. Okay, no, you didn't read The Art of the Deal, Joe Biden, by Donald Trump. Okay, you have to walk away. It's a bad hand. We're not playing it. We're not borrowing it from China. You're an idiot. Okay, you're an idiot. All of you should just go home. Okay, you work for us, the American people. We don't work for you. We pay your salary. You don't pay our salary. We pay your salary, and that's a bad deal. Go home. Go home for summer, and don't do anything, you numbnuts. Okay, where you're carrying your guards and your guns, and you want to take our guns away. Stand up for the country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some of you preachers need to get off the bench and get in the game. In Jesus' name, let's get to work, Captain.
All right.
Peace.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Now, speaking of Mike Lindell, I just got a press release from him. You want to hear this?
Absolutely.
Watch Mike Lindell speak live on frankspeech.com today at 8:15 p.m. Central Standard Time from the America's Revival event. I don't even know where that's at.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what's going on there. Maybe it's, well, let's see here. I do know where it's at. Collierville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I went down a little bit further, and there it is down there. So,
and that's Central Time?
That's, 8:15 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight. So Lindell will be on TV, and there's a free promo code here if you want to watch it for free. It's Frank1012, Frank1012.
Okay.
So there you go. That's good for anybody.
Well, exactly. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he might have to say. And I'm sure it'll point as well towards the symposium that's coming up.
Yeah, now I got a comment here from Ben. Ben is up in Seattle. He's a mentor to U.S. vets, and he's ready to start and grow, help veterans grow their own business. And he's chiming in, wants to become part of the group. So I'm going to say, yep, you're in.
All right, that's right. Welcome, Ben.
Welcome, Ben. Yep, in Seattle. So that's another great a city that was ruined by Antifa.
No kidding. Again, yeah. Can you imagine, Captain? The good people that live in these cities have seen them, you know, literally just taken apart. I mean, it's a sad, sad story, but hopefully one that will eventually be made better.
Now, an Arkansas judge yesterday temporarily blocked the state from enforcing its ban on mask mandates after lawmakers left the prohibition in place despite the rising number of COVID-19 cases. I guess it's a Democratic judge. I'm not sure.
Well, it may very well be. But again, you know, the idea that, you know, people are not really going to want to have these mask mandates come back. I mean, we understand, in fact, masks, people choose to wear masks. There's really nothing wrong with that in the grand sense. But I think people see these kinds of things as literally going backwards.
Yeah, and backwards is the understatement for that one. I think there's a little sideways action in it, too, sometimes.
Right. Well, again, it's the idea of the Delta variant. I've heard the term Delta Plus. Of course, now Lambda. Lambda is now somehow in the United States.
Well, you know who told us about that last night was Eric.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. Yeah. But, again, it's this notion that people are wondering, you know, at what point do you declare that, okay, we go back to normal, you know, and deal with this on a case-by-case basis?
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. We're going to be headed to the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Take a look at the roads. Take a look at the weather. Got a great song coming up here. Going to rock the house. And Larry Elder is going to take us to break. Go ahead, Larry.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much doing that for us, and we appreciate everything that they do for the program. And they're big supporters of the show, and CowboyLogic.us is their website. Go over there and check them out. In the meantime, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the big old sign up there, pull on in there, go inside, and if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But here's the deal. When you get that free hot cup of coffee, you better walk over to the kiosk and join and become a member of the Drivers Club. It's free. Doesn't cost you a cent. And you'll get points, which are just like dollar bills in your hand, that you'll be able to use for the fuel that you buy, for the food that you buy, for the supplies that you buy in the store. You'll be able to use it for deductions and reductions on the price of things that you want to get when you want to get them. All right, we're going to rock right now. A little AC/DC going to lead us off tonight. Here we go.
Hey,
AC/DC, Thunderstruck. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, every time I play that thing, it's you just throwing a pound on something, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you. All right. Okay, well, we're going to get right to the weather here because we do have some things going on we need to tell you about. Let's start with scattered severe thunderstorms capable of producing mostly large hail, damaging winds. Are going to be around and flooding also possible for parts of the northern central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley today. Severe storms and widespread heavy rains may pose an isolated threat for strong and damaging wind gusts and localized flooding across portions of East North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. And out west, big-time smoke hanging in out there again.
That's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at air quality alerts literally covering the entire state of Colorado, almost the entire state of Wyoming, most of southern Idaho, fire weather watches near Helena, Montana, and air quality alerts continuing through central and northern Idaho and also up in northern Washington State as well. Phoenix, Arizona, also checking in with air quality alerts. Now, the excessive heat warnings have dissipated for the Southern California, Southern Nevada region. However, on Friday in Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park, the put out some pretty hefty warnings as temperatures soared up to about 110 degrees at the canyon's south rim. And also there's smoke as well that is hanging in the canyon as well. So they were very, very explicit in terms of warning people who might want to go hiking and so forth. Temperatures could climb upwards of 114 degrees. So even though we don't have the massive excessive heat warnings on the map, we still do have these areas where you want to be very, very careful indeed.
Wow, and double wow. Okay, moving across over to our part of the country here. We've got some weather. It's been raining on and off, if you will, in South Dakota tonight, and that rain is kind of lowered to I-29 about halfway up South Dakota, headed towards North Dakota. One little area in there, about 25, 30 miles long is all it is, and then you'll be out of it with storms moving across. Looks like they're headed into southwestern Minnesota. But way up in northwestern Minnesota, up on the Canadian border, you've got, again, another area of poor air quality where the smoke has just landed up in there again. And it's been staying up in Minnesota for a while, hasn't it?
Exactly, yes.
All right, then moving across tonight, we've got the great state of Ohio from Toledo over to Cleveland over to Erie, Pennsylvania. We've got some poor air quality along the lake. That's unusual because usually you get the lake breezes in there going to make things a little nice for you, but I guess that's not happening tonight for the good folks up there in that area. So we have some poor air quality. In the meantime, we do have right now in the southeastern corner of Virginia, to include I-95 east of Richmond over towards Norfolk Navy Shipyard and over in there, as well as down in the northern tip of North Carolina right now. We've got rain, and it's raining very steady, and there could be some flooding with this rain over there. In addition, we've got some patchy areas of fog jumping up and down I-95 all the way up into Maine, where it's it goes up towards Bangor, and it's kind of hit or miss on the fog. You got fog in Bangor, you don't have any more till you get down to Kittery. Then you got a little bit of fog down there south of Boston around Rhode Island way, and then it looks like as if Long Island, you got some fog on the island tonight. Now, down in Florida, down here where I'm at, in the Big Bend area, there is some rain up there right now, and it's steady. And there is a flash flood watch up in that area. The rain yesterday kept coming in droves. The storms were building in the Gulf, and we also had some storms that came across from the east, and that weather will continue today. It's kind of a 50-50 chance that you may get rain. You may not down here. And then looking across the Gulf, I got to come over to Texas because Houston, we got some patchy fog. And then down below Houston, down into Corpus Christi, and all the way down to McAllen, it looks like as if we're going to have areas where you're going to be in and out of fog going down there tonight, especially close to the water. And again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Keep in mind, folks, that Pilot and Flying J is the largest truck stop chain in the country. And if you become a member of their driver's club, or if you have an RV and you become a member of the RV club, one of the things that you'll be afforded to is the more fuel you buy, the more of a discount you're going to get, right?
That's exactly right.
And the owner-operators that are out there can use all the help they can get with the price of fuel being expensive.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, of course, once you're part of the Drivers Club, you can track your points by downloading the My Rewards Plus app as well. And that way you can even plan your trip accordingly. They've got the locator function on there and so forth. And Captain, of course, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J and you're hungry, they've got something there that you're going to love.
Yeah, I can remember, you know, years gone by, of course, they'd have the chicken wings in there, they'd have the nuggets, they'd have the macaroni and cheese, they'd have hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, all quick things you could grab up and away you go. And again, if you buy one of those Yeti cups, one of those Flying J Yeti cups, they treat it as a refill, they don't charge you for that drink either.
Very cool. And, of course, don't forget about the free cup of coffee if you just tell them you're listening to the Captain's Program.
Yep. Yeah, and James found out about that in his trip. James in Clearwater.
That's right.
Yep, he took advantage of all that. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and it's a great day in the neighborhood, and we've got a lot more to talk about when we come back, including what the airlines are up to. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.